Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. Email Life Coach today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK at LifeCoachAdey.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Separation, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the new beginning, the end, the new beginning. It goes on and on and on. The eternal flame that burns within each and every one of us, and there is nothing you can do about it. Yes, indeed. Charles Holt. The title of that song is I Am, I Am, I Am, I Am, I Am. Ah, yes, yes, yes. How are you doing today? How are you feeling today? How are you being today? Life is good. It's getting better. Nice to see you checking in, Electra. The music is good enough. See you when you come back. Don't work too hard. Feed the babies. Yes, yes, yes. It's nice to see you all in here for another episode of the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. But before we go into it, let me welcome you. Let me honor you. Let me just bow to you with deep gratitude for being here and saying thank you. good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you can't help but make a difference, because you're part of a creative intelligence that is always creating, always evolving, always causing a shift with every word you speak, every thought you think. Even what you're feeling is creating a shift on the planet. Your vibration right now is causing an expansion or contraction in the planet. So you're part of the breathing in and the breathing out of this wonderful blue planet of ours. Welcome home, welcome to yourself. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am. That's right. I am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And all the other names that I use, titles, expressions. So let's go. A few of them, but it keeps getting longer and longer and longer. And I want to welcome those of you listening online. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for being courageous enough to listen to the show. You notice I'm intentional not even talking about the topic yet. Some people are nervous. Some people are using spiritual connotations to say, I love this thing called God. Oh, my God. If you listen, you never know what's going to happen. That's right. God is an African-American man. Deal with it. I wonder how many people saw the title and like, what? I know some people did. But, well, shit, I'll save all the things that's inside of me to say it, because I like to do it like that. Let's just kind of wait a little. So I welcome those of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. And those of you listening to the archive, woo, you're brave, you're brave. You listen to a show talking about God as an African-American man. Has this guy lost his mind? Now, folks who don't know me would say, yeah, all that I need was, those who know me, they're like, Dave's got some on his sleeves. He ain't going to trick me like that. I ain't tricking you. I'm just telling the truth. God is an African-American man. What's the problem? Oh, of course, we want to welcome our Within Radio listeners. Tia, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yvette, silent listeners, disguised as guests, thank you all for being here. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. Let me go ahead and bring on Celeste. Because she got something to share with us. Celeste, the Spider Woman, a.k.a. Church Lady, a.k.a. I Am That I Am. Hey, Celeste.
Hi, Ade. The weather outside is frightful, but your show is so delightful. And since I have no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You are a mess.
You know what, Dave?
Nice.
I've had so much.
You just did a little bit of poetry on us. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, shut up. Don't interrupt. You said what?
You know what, Dave? It's a song. And you know what I decided?
Oh, you said the show is so delightful. I don't know. That's not part of this song. I know there's a song.
Well, you know, your eyes are so delightful today. Anyway, moving on. No, look, I know you know that I have been moving through technological issues. My computer is at the computer hospital. And, you know, so I'm asking family, put your hands out and pray with me. Hi, Cleo, the security cat. Put your hands out and pray with me that it is the hard drive and not the motherboard. Don't mess with my mama. Okay, that's number one. Number two, federal government shut down, man. I mean, what, I'm looking outside, I'm like, y'all really shut down for this? But, you know, there's some kids who are happy outside, but those kids are home, which is why I'm not someplace where I could be doing a show with access to a computer. So I decided that regardless of everything that's moving, I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to not trip and trust. Mm-hmm. And I love your show title. I think it's sexy. I think it's got a lot of swag. And why not? Why mm-hmm. not go there for a moment? Because no matter what we believe about God, we all got our image. Come on, man.
Okay. But here's the question. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Here's a question, and I really do get what you just said. But how many people, even though we have the image, we all have the image of God, we may not actually, well, actually, I'm going to leave that alone. But how many people actually see God as an African-American man?
Hmm.
How many? I've never heard. I mean, sometimes when people are debating and, man, let me tell you, God is a man. He's a black man. You know, that's kind of intellectual masturbation. But in that moment of sacred, in that sacred space and being with the one and just communing with the one, I'm not saying that people don't, but I've never heard anybody tell me that this image they have. But in that moment where they're really, you know, praying for the computer to be healed, or in that moment when they're praying to get a job, do they really have a vision of an African American God, or a white God, a man, or a white woman, or a black woman? You know, if we really want to put some image and some physicality on this thing called God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. I'm just saying. I'm just here to inspire.
My God is a goddess, and she's a hippie, man.
Does she smoke weed? This is nature.
She grew
stuff.
It.
This is not. She
you
grew it. I love that.
I know, really. You wrong right for today. Oh, let me get to these announcements.
How about, wait. I wanted to save all of this. I want to save all of this till later on, but you're bringing up stuff. But here's the thing, and I'm going to say this and leave it alone for now anyway. When we say God is everything, do we mean it? Is it just an intellectual thing that we're saying that God is all? God is all. God is not limited. But, okay, if God is all and God is everything, that means God is everything.
There's a short story written by Octavia Butler, and she envisions what God would be, and God's a black woman, and God gives a test. I have to look up what the name of this short story is, but I think it's good when we are able to bend our imaginations, because no matter what, we've all evolved, and we're some fierce light workers over here hanging out with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. But you know what? I just want you to check your heart. I'm going to step out. You know how long it took me to not see God as a big white man with a long beard? It was forever, and it still pops up. I think we can grow from the conversation. So I'm psyched, and I'm ready to see where you and Mark Marcel is going to go in your solar cafe.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, I'm looking. I can't wait to experience what happens. And Tia in the chat room said, how many people see God as an African-American woman? I'm just saying.
Oh, tell her, hold on now, honey, Tia. Love and happiness.
That's right.
I ate my Wheaties. It feels so good.
Oh, one last thing before you go. Or before you do the announcement, since you can't see it, you picking up love and happiness thoughts. She said, you just said what I was thinking, Celeste. That's because God is a black woman. They think alike.
You know it. Girl, you know it. If this society would just go ahead and follow the feminine principles instead of the patriarchal systems we've been having, we'd be having different conversations today. I said it. I mean it. Well, now we need the balance. We just need the balance. And I think this is a wonderful way to play on the playground. It's so much fun. Good job giving birth to it, Life Coach Today.
Yeah, I didn't think I can do it. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't push. I don't want to do this show.
You're all holding your hand, honey. Just breathe. Breathe,
okay.
Sweetie.
Okay, I'm breathing.
I think you need to, like, play a little bit of I'm Coming Out. I think we're out of the house right now. Okay, so you ready for announcements? There's no telling where Mark is and if he's listening, but he is a return guest. Mark can get down. So he's
all right. Mark is my brother. Mark is my doula as I breathe this expression of breathing the show. I'm breathing. I'm breathing.
Yeah.
There
you go.
I die in a behavior. Keep your personal stories to yourself. All right, so let's do the announcement.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Okay, Cleo might jump in. I'm just going to let you know because she's just looking at me like crazy.
Well,
all right, hello. Going to be starting something. All right. Hello, beautiful people. Hi, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Day, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day with Life Coach without Life Coach Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with, so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Mark Marcel, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today radio fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can send him an email, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@LifeCoachToday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover on an upcoming show. So, what has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of December is Living with the One, and we have wonderful shows and guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today is going to fly solo to get you some soul food for your consciousness. You want to make sure that you are present for your power lunch, so don't miss it. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, if not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget about Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which will actually be airing on December 18th. It usually airs on the last Wednesday of the month. The last Wednesday is Christmas. And they're going to take a break, so they're going to bring you the show early. So find out how your unacknowledged truths and your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology and tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. And in case you haven't heard it and you've been living under a rock, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to
inspirebroadcasting.com. And Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with Adeh and Ifeoluwa. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, and gospel at 10 p.m. Eastern every Saturday on 12radio.com. Now, if you missed the Soul Train on Saturday, you can catch an encore presentation on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy music you can taste and music that will help you connect with who you truly are. Finally, we have a special gift for you. Come a little closer. For a donation to the Ask Life Coach Adeh Radio Show, for $5 or more, we will send you a fresh, hot off the presses, guided meditation, MP3, Say Yes to Your Good, done by our very own Life Coach Adeh. This is how you get it. You go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Adeh drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side, or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Adeh radio show and or the Life Conversations radio fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Adeh.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for getting through it. We will see you around one or maybe before. I know we've got some questions as well. So let's do what we do. Yes, yes, yes. Celeste will be back for Celestial Moment around one. And my brother's in the house. Hey, Cleo. Shout out to Cleo, the Life Conversations Radio security cat. It's a cool cat. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Adeh radio show. The theme for the month is living with the one. Are you living with the one? Are you the one? Did you wake up with the one today? Did you see the face of the one? It's the face of this one, the face of an African-American man. It's okay. If you have a lighter expression, it's all right to have a little bit of jungle fever. It will set you free. And for the sisters, like, well, I'm through with the African-American man. It's okay. Let the one be an African-American man. You know? Ooh, stir it up. Little duck. Okay, stop it, stop it, stop it. Oh, you're already messing people's mind up talking about God is an African man. I didn't say is. As is two different things, so get it right. Okay, stop this. Don't lie on me. All right, I got it. You're already saying God as an African-American man, and that's already having people kind of twitch in their spiritual self. Like, whatever name we call it, may we all know God in the world. Please stop it. Well, what's up with American? Why can't God be a Nigerian? Go sit down somewhere. I'm blaming it on my brother. I'm blaming it on Mark. It's Mark's fault. I better not mess with him. We might hang up and say, oh, he saved me up. I ain't trying to lose my following. I ain't got a credibility here. I'm messing with this man. yes. Today's theme, today's topic is God as an African-American man. I'm curious to hear your thoughts for those of you who looked at a title before you listened to the show, because I know there's some people saying, Life Coach Adeh is on, let me go listen. Because I've had people say, I don't read a description. I think that's pretty cute. And some of you read it, maybe some of you read it, and that's some... if you know what I mean. And tonight, I listen to that crap. But anyway, I want to hear your thoughts. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And my brother's here. So here, let me give you an image. I'm going to welcome my brother. I'm going to read a little bit about him now. But my brother Mark Marcel, he's been here several times. He's not a guest. He's just stopping by. You know, he was like, hey, what you doing? Can I come over? I'm like, you feel like having company? I don't know, brother, man. It was like, no, man, I just want to hang with you. Oh, like that. Okay, got it. Come on down. So he's a brother. He's part of the family. But let me read a little bit about him, just a tiny little bit, because there's so much I can say about him. 347-426, 3346, 347-426, 3346 is the number. Mark Marcel, one of the world's most recognized, prolific, and consciously aware spoken word artists of his generation, Mark Marcel finds it difficult to restrict himself to the labels of the art form. It took me over a decade into my profession for me to realize poetry isn't my gift, Mark reveals. Poetry is just a tool I've been using to spread my gift through. With his many artistic attributes, if one would categorize his efforts, a philosopher would be more fitting. But if you need some other title, we call him a motivational poet, we call him a speaker, an author, and he's got a new title because I've never seen this one before. It's a psychonaut. I love that. Best known for his performance poetry and philosophies on life. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, myself, Mark Marcel. Did you do a speech on me, Mark?
Hey, Mark? What's going on, buddy?
Don't be playing the numbers games with me.
Nah, man, I have bad reception, so I had to, you know, I had to go to another line. So just in case this call drops, basically just, you know, look out for these two area codes. These are the numbers that I may have to be calling in from.
Okay, cool. How are you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm living. Just another morning, another day. I'm not going to stop complaining. It could always be worse. Excuse me, I figure in about like 10 minutes I'll get over this morning gravelly sound that I have, because you know it's 9 o'clock where I am.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought you were in D.C. Oh, gosh. So you, it's a good morning to you. You were probably representing God as that African-American man with that voice. You know, so there are no accidents. So before we jump into this topic and this conversation, I want to ask you a question that I've asked you before, but I'm always going to keep asking you whenever you show up. Who are you? Who is Mark Marcel? That's right.
Man, my answer is going to be the same every time.
I just want to know.
Well, my answer, you know, who am I? I'm just a story. You know, I always say that every time I'm on here. So I guess this time I'm just in a different chapter to the story, you know. So really that's all it is. You know, I'm just an artist. I mean, I'm just a form of expression. That's what everybody is. And how I'm expressing myself here on Earth is through just trying to find awareness through art and inspire through art. You know, when I first started doing my artistry, I guess you could call me, I was a spoken word artist, just more strictly, and branched out from there and doing production, videography, and actually now I'm working on a cartoon parody called Gurus. It's about we're all like history's greatest thinkers work in a center called the Guru Center. So, you know, I'm just doing a bunch of things, and all I try to do is just try to raise awareness through art. So however which way I do that, and that's how it comes about. So that's really all I am, just a form of expression.
I hear you. A form of expression, and that's what we're here to do. We're all here to express. And, you know, the theme for today's conversation, really, I believe that you're energy, who you are, who inspired this topic. And let me give a foundation to the topic and what we're talking about today. And I'm sort of open to wherever we go with it. There's so many things that I'm feeling to say. So we were gonna have a guest, but she couldn't confirm last week. And we thought, you know, usually we don't. Well, I don't. Let me not put Celeste in it, because Celeste would be like, leave me out of it. We don't let people say, well, let me confirm a day before you want me. They're like, no, we'll just bring you another day, because we kind of just pull it up. Yeah, filling up.
Right. I'm not really leaving you much time to do anything.
We got to announce who's coming and but.
Hey, is it okay if I can tell you 5 minutes before the show starts?
I know, right? So Celeste asked me, she said, well, but this is the deal with Priestess Kalista, and, you know, but she can't confirm because she's out of town until the day before. And I'm like, sure, you know, I was feeling risky. I'm like, yeah. Celeste was like, okay.
Anyway.
Got the call that she couldn't make it. And because Celeste and I had already said, you know, well, I had said if we don't have a guest, I'll just do a solo show tomorrow, which
right.
is, you know, and just let it happen, because this show for me, it's a playing ground. It's a lab for me where I experiment with this thing called life, this thing called God. And it's also
right.
an extension of my spiritual work, and where we come together and stimulate thoughts and grow and expand. So anyway, while we were trying to figure out, you know, guests, I was thinking, I don't know, maybe I just go without a guest. And then as I was feeling it, I was kind of feeling like, you know, I want a guy. I want to speak to another brother. That's really what I'm sensing. That's what I'm feeling. So, you know, Celeste and I were thinking, I said, what about Marcel? It's like, cool, yeah. So anyway, I think Benji called you. And between the time she called you, I was thinking, okay, Spirit, what's the topic? What's it going to be? You know, because I can make up anything, but I always like it to
right.
be. I want to listen to what is coming through. And
and
I heard God is an African-American man. And I was like, yeah, I like that. So, of course, I spoke to Celeste, and I told Celeste to tell you what the title of the show is so you can be prepared for the conversation. And then you said, what? Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
Man, we really put me on the spot. I'm like, well,
that's
I
right.
was like, is he sure he wants me to be on the show? Because I don't want to contradict what he's saying, because to me, God is not an African-American man. God is everything. And so then in talking to you, you know, then, you know, she called, you know, then she played the phone tag, and then you finally called me. Basically, I was like, is he sure he wants me to be on the show to contradict what he's saying? You know, so basically that's what I said.
That's funny. So when she came back to me, it's like, well, Mark wants to know, you know, he said to him, God doesn't have any gender. And I said, I mean, come on now. Mark knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
I was like, you know, this is, well, anyway.
And I'm not going to lie. At first, I was a little bit confused, because I was like, oh, Dane knows more than that. I was going to say better than that, but I was like, Dane knows more than that. So.
Now, so here's the thing. This is what I love about this show. So when I said, well, just let him know. Yes, I get it. I know God doesn't have any gender. I mean, I was like, even on my high horse, I'm like, well, now I know that. But I'm also
right.
saying, if God everything, then God is an African-American man. God is an African-American woman. God is a white man. God is an Asian. God is
right.
all that. God. And, you know, I went on my rant, and Celeste said, I think you need to talk to Mark Marcel. I said, no, you go call him and tell him what I said. Stay with me here. There's something here if you stay with this conversation. So she, of course, called you. And then, and here's where it gets interesting. And I start to think to myself, I got to feel this trigger, this feeling coming up, like, maybe I should change the title. Because even when I first told Celeste about it, I said, well, I don't want to exclude anybody, and then I thought, why the hell do black people, when they're talking about something as, you know, from an African-American perspective or a black perspective, we start to say we don't want to exclude anybody. I don't hear a show on C or ABC or BBC saying, well, we don't want to exclude anybody, but, you know, we don't have any African-American actors in this program, or we don't have no Asians or Latinos, but, you know, that's never done by the media. Now, so for me, I stopped myself. Why is that relevant? First of all, it's this whole thing of think, you know, when we, if we talk, the theme for the month is living with the one. The one is the divine. The one is the presence and power of God. The one is the all thing and the no thing that has gender and no gender, because it is everything.
Right.
So as I thought about it, I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to. And I really start having second thoughts because I'm like, oh, I know I can stir things up, but this is going out there. And then I caught myself, wow. If I'm on the show saying I believe and I know that God is everything, and I'm not saying God is an African-American man, I said God as, well, I didn't say it, that's what I heard. And
right.
It's God as African-American man. What is the problem? So I had to look at the beliefs that I have, the erroneous thoughts, the things that in my way that, you know, on a spiritual level, yeah, we are one, love is all we need, you know, peace, we need world peace, but within each and every one of us, we're struggling to even identify, understand what peace means for us. And why? Because we have all this faulty programming in our systems. So when we say God as an African-American man, we're like, whoa, wait a minute, what do you mean? God is everything. Well, if God is everything, then God is an African-American man. He's an African-American woman.
Right.
It's an Irish man. It's a, you know, it's an Italian man, Italian woman. It's a child. God is all that. So anyway, and I'll give you a little bit more foundation in that someone wrote something on my post, on my wall, and I kind of like the spiritual spin, but for me, and I might be wrong, but I'm willing to be wrong, because I'm not attached to being right or wrong, and a friend of mine, she wrote, may we continue to connect with our Heavenly Father and Divine Mother within, whatever name we give. Now, here's the thing. I don't think, and this is not even a judgment, because I know I had issues even when I heard the title. If I say God is nature, you correct me now. If Celeste called you, Mark, and said Titus, God is nature, you're not going to say, well, you know, you're not going to go
right,
and be like, sure.
Yeah,
Go ahead, because
automatically, I mean, you know, and excuse me. Unfortunately, you know, there's a stigmatism that comes with certain thought processes, and I have to admit. You know, I mean, I'm God consciousness in this human body, but I'm also in this human body and I have these human flaws. So, you know, obviously I'm still swayed by the stigmatisms, you know, sometimes, you know, but it's really nothing. It's just whatever you make of it. So you're exactly right. You know, when people, God is nature, people don't take a breath or jump back like they would if you single it out. If you say God is so-and-so, God is a black man, God is a white man, you know, somebody might be, ooh, what you mean? Because it seems like it's singling it out and excluding other races from it, when obviously, you know, like I say, this is stigmatism that comes with it, because it seems like you're singling it out and excluding others from it. So, but I mean, so, and nature's so broad. So, yeah, obviously I would have been like, yeah, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I totally, you know, in talking, I totally, you know, understand, you know, the deeper meaning of it and what can come from it. And people need to get over the stigmatisms, because obviously, you know, if they say God is everything, you know, then they have to also learn to accept and saying God is something singular. You know what I'm saying? If it's like God is the cat or
mm-hmm.
God is... Or even something negative, and which is also I've always said, you know, I've always said to people, you know, you cannot say God is everything and exclude what it is not. You know, for instance, if God is God is Hitler and George Bush too. You know what I'm saying? How every evil people would like to think that they were. Have
not
been.
Put Hitler and George Bush in the same.
Well, yeah, no, I really did, didn't I? Damn, that doesn't sound good.
Ooh, you're staring stuff up, man. He just said
that. Anyway, I really did put them in the same boat, didn't I? All right, well, maybe not. All right, but you know what? Forget it. I'm going to stand by what I said. Anyway.
Right.
Anyways. To some people, you know, they could be the most evilest thing, the evilest people who are only concerned about themselves. But like I said, they're also a part of God, which is God, you know, just experiencing itself. But that's people's limited understanding of awareness when, you know, when they want to pigeonhole what they think God is. If, you know, people contradict themselves all the time, which is fine. That's also a human growth thing that we're going through, you know, which eventually we'll get out of it. You know, I'm really not worried about our limited... As humans, I'm not worried about our limited awareness as of yet, because I see our awareness expanding rapidly. In fact, I was just telling my friend yesterday, you know, he was like, you know, things are moving so slow. I was like to you, but as a whole, they're moving so fast. I was like, think about it. Like, just 200 years ago, they had slavery. 200 years ago, and now they have a black president. As a whole, as a body, that is fast. That's going so rapidly, the consciousness. You know, but as an individual, when you judge something going on for 30 years, you know, you're like, you know, something could be moving slow. So you just got to move yourself out your box and try to, you know, just take a different step of awareness to things.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's like, you know, when I heard the title and it felt, you know, I'm for the most part, I can go places like, okay. But right. Once I heard it, I got to see some of the limiting beliefs that I have, the things that, you know, just how I was responding to something I was going to do, and some of the comments on the event page. And I think I said this, a friend of mine in England, she said, she said, what's with the American? And then she came back later, she said, sort of like in a Nigerian accent, because she's Nigerian as well, she said, ah, God as a Nigerian man, or, you know. So it's this whole thing about, and when the title came up, I was thinking, you know, we're going to just sort of put the personality of an African, a generalized African American, respect and see how God, you know, God showing up as swag. And what I love about the title, because for me, I feel like the one consciousness, the divine nature, is taking me through an experience. It's
right.
Like, wasn't quite sure where we were going to go with it. I had a feeling and a sense of what's going to happen, and I trust the process. I trust the process enough to that's going to be the title. So, and I knew talking with you, we can go anywhere. But what I'm seeing now is, it's the title itself was really a thought to expand people's consciousness. What you said, you know, even the things that we call negative, that's God. That's God in action.
Right.
A murderer. Here's the thing. Here's a murderer is an expression of God.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly, because if God is everything, like I say, how can you exclude what isn't? You know, how can you be like, well, 98% of this is God, and 2% just is not. You know, like it just doesn't make sense. You know, and it doesn't make sense that God would allow something that would not be God to exist and to be operating here in something that is supposed to be all God, you know? So, but that's people's awareness, and we'll get there. Like I say, you know, we'll get there slowly but surely, you know? But, you know, it's a thing, and, you know, see, a lot of times people are so in fear because when you, I don't want to say pigeon, well, that's what I'm going to say. See, a lot of times, like, people like to pigeonhole their idea of God, which excludes other people. But in doing that, see, one thing is that we're so race sensitive, you know. So obviously, and a lot of times, people don't understand that. All right, this is what it is. All right. Unfortunately, a lot of times, the black American forgets, they contradict themselves a lot in their thinking regard. Well, first of all, every culture does, okay, contradict themselves a lot when it comes to God. Do not, I don't want phone lines blowing up like, hey, no, every culture and race does, but I'm just pointing out one aspect of how the black American race does. And not everybody in the black American race does this. This is one aspect of it, which is a stereotype. But this, what they say about stereotypes is also true, but it's partially true. So I'm talking about partial people here. Now, one thing about black Americans, they like to say that every race comes from, you know, the African family. Like, they like to say that. It's every race is from Africa, right? Fine, but then they talk about God, and they say, you know, our God, or my God, or whatever, right? And they talk about the black man's God, but with that, doing that, they're excluding themselves again. And they don't understand when they say our God or my God, and when they say, when you say the white man, which, you know, this is all just awareness thoughts. Whether I'm saying I believe it or not is irrelevant. I'm just attacking the level of thoughts. Now, if this black man says that the white man comes from the black gene, right, then obviously it's not a their God or your God. It is everyone's God, you know. So that's the whole level that the attack of awareness is where I get into, you know, where I try to remind people to stop holding God and making it something like yours and theirs, you know, whether you call God Yallah, Yahweh or Allah or Sam. If you're talking about the Creator, it's still the Creator, whether you give him a nickname or not, you know. So that's, you know, I guess that's, you know, was one of my concerns when, you know, about the title. But it's exactly like you said, just bringing up the title is a raising awareness to it, because you can at least talk about it and the stereotypes that come with it.
Yes. There's so many things you said that I want to address. And I like the new name you're giving God, Yallah. I like Yallah.
Yallah.
In the name of Yallah, be healed. What's Yallah? Never mind. Just be healed. Now, let me ask you this. If Celeste called you yesterday and told you that the title of the show is going to be God as a Woman, do you think you would have had the same kind of...
Well, you know I wouldn't have, obviously, because, you know, I put a track called God as a Woman. I mean, you know what? I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have because I would have automatically assumed that it was just going to go in the direction that it would, and everything would just be explained. For some, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I'm God consciousness in human body, and in these human bodies, I have flaws, and I'm influenced, and I have stereotypes that sometimes I myself have to get over, you know, it's like my awareness has to sometimes kick in over something that I'm just automatically programmed to by society. So that's what it is. And I'm glad that I have people like you in my life that will challenge my awareness. Be like, well, you know, will talk to me about it, you know, and we'll form a whole bigger, deeper understanding of it. I'm like, hey, yeah, you're right. So there's no right or wrong, you know, way that I've reacted to it or anybody that would, because, it, you know, at least you get to the end of the race anyway. You know what I'm saying? However slow you move to understand something, that's fine. If you cross the finish line, at least you cross that finish line and you understand what, you know, the bigger picture of it. So, you know, and just as soon as we spoke about it, you know, and like I said, you know, I consider you a very aware person. So, I mean, And like I said, when Celeste told me the title, I was a little bit dumbfounded a little bit, I would say. I was like, really? But like I say, talking to you more, I'm like, oh, I totally get it,
You're like, really? I thought my brother was aware. I thought he was enlightened beyond that. I thank God, as an African-American woman, a man, I mean, I thought that brother was enlightened. I guess I was wrong. Oh, Lord, I have so enjoyed this conversation, this that was inspired, because I feel like you and I, as I said, I knew that I wanted the show to be something like, you and I just sitting in a cafe, and we're just chatting and talking.
Right,
and
right.
I have seen a lot of different things just by saying yes to the title, and I hope the listeners are challenging themselves. I have a friend who will say, this thing called truth, it will get you in trouble. And, if you really think about it, if you practice the truth that we profess, oh, my God, you're talking about I don't want to be crazy, I don't want to be isolated, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. This thing called truth will drive you nuts, because you're like, wait a minute. You have, in order to stay sane, quote-unquote sane, you have to just let it be. Because, I have to say, okay, I was thinking of changing the title. I said to myself, wow, what is really going on here? Now, we're going to take a break in a minute. We're going to take a break in a minute, but I want to just speak to you. You talked about, contradictions in African-American community and how humanity contradict themselves. And I was going to say, look at the Bible. The Bible's full of contradictions.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
and here's the thing too, even in what we call spirituality, there is contradiction.
Oh yeah,
because we say God is one, God is all. There is no separation, but that's human experience. There are many dimensions. So it's like to the mind, because the mind looks at things in a linear kind of way, where if there are many dimensions, there's three dimensions, there's fourth dimension, which one is which? So something to the mind is hard to grasp. And my intention for this show is that people are listening to the conversation, those who are brave enough to listen, who didn't get upset by the title, and if they got upset, good. Good.
Right.
Mission accomplished. But it really, when we're talking about living with one, being an expression of God, being one with God, everyone is a son and daughter of God. Well, what does that really mean? Now, here's a thought, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, because I think, I'm not going to say, you won't hear me, well, you hear me say it, but I'm not going to stand by the statement. And the statement was the so-called truth that it has been proven by scientists that the mother of all humanity is a black woman. Like, oh, they've shown it or whatever. So my question is, okay, it's been proven. Okay, let's just say she's a black woman. Or even if it was proven as a white woman, I don't think that we would have said anything like that. They would never say it's a white woman. But let's just stay with that. But then the question still remains, on this earth, for a woman to give birth, to conceive, doesn't there have to be a man? That's a bit deep. Maybe that's a bit too much. But, okay, where did this woman come from? If she is the mother of humanity, where did she come from? Out of the thin air? Until someone could give me an answer right now. So it's like we've got to really look at the things that we believe. And really, is it really true? How true is it? What's your thoughts about that? The mother of humanity is an African woman and scientists are proving it.
All right. Well, when I hear stuff like that, it takes a place in my brain to where it's registered, and it's registered and it's placed to the side, not the back, not the front, to side the side. Why the side? Because obviously that is something that I myself and anybody here, I don't really think can 100% prove. It's just like Jesus. I don't care if he's in the Bible. You, You don't know he existed. You know, you didn't see him with your own two hot eyes. You don't have a handwritten letter from him to you that you can actually be like, hey, this is from Jesus. You know, there's no proof other than the Bible that he actually existed, you know. So there's some things that I take with a grain of salt. And I say that also with science, because science has been proven wrong time and time again by new science. And that's why I say I take something like that and I put it to the side. I don't put it to the back. I don't put it to the front. That doesn't hold that much value to me as a person, as a conscious being, for me to put it at the forefront, for me for that to be the first thing that I'm going to want to tell people, you know. So I put it to the side because obviously it's just some good information to know, I guess, and it's a conversation topic. You know, just right. Like this, you know, and expanding awareness, you know. So, like I say, that's really where it stands for me. It doesn't really do anything for me other than that I know science has been proven wrong all the time and a whole lot of other. And what else are they going to find deeper than that? You know, what are they going to do when they find out humanity's been here for 4 million years, you know, or whatever? Right. You know, I'm just saying, like things are always being discovered. So what are they going to next time? Next trace they're going to find? Hey, oh my goodness! We just learned the mother of humanity is an alien. You know, and then what after that? You know, I mean, it's going to be something and something and something. So stuff like that, it has no bearing on me as a modern day human and how I react towards people or about my life. So that's why I said I just put it to the side. It really makes no difference to me at all.
Mm-hmm. Because what really makes a difference, and I'm sure you can attest to this, is basically our connection, our relationship,
right.
How we feel about ourselves, how we feel about who and what God is, what we believe
right.
Love is. Because clearly, okay, it's been proven that by scientists that the mother of humanity is a black woman. It hasn't changed much. I haven't.
Right.
So I haven't seen a documentary or news where someone said, you know, I used to be a racist. Now, once the scientists have proven it, I've changed. I used to be mean.
Right.
Now I realize we're brothers and sisters. I used to condemn people who believe in Jesus or people who don't
right.
believe in God. That has been proven. Because all
right.
those things is what I call intellectual masturbation. You know,
right.
I would so love. Well, maybe not. It really doesn't matter. There's a part of me that loves to debate. But it really doesn't matter if anybody looked at today's topic, today's title, and said, what kind of foolishness is that? I know
right.
it exists. At least
right.
I know it existed in me.
Right.
It had to
and you know what's
at.
Funny? I bet you there's a whole lot of people who said that who consider themselves aware and consciousness instead of giving it a chance and say, well, okay, I see where they're going. They automatically demonize it or it's like you said, what kind of foolishness is that? You know, just like I was automatically skeptical being on. You know what I'm saying? So, of course that happened.
Yeah, and especially, and I think, you know, this thing called God, called life, when you listen to it, you never know where it's going to take you. And
yeah.
especially if we look at the general perception of an African-American man in America. You know,
right.
as I was sharing with you yesterday, if we're watching the news and they said there's a drive-by shooting and somebody got murdered, most black people would say yes. They would say when they were watching it, like, oh, damn, it's a black man. You know,
right.
and it's part of societal conditioning. We say
right,
people, but it's
exactly.
like there's some things that need to be healed. So the real question beyond the labels, who and what is God to you, listeners?
Right.
Who, when you really say God is everything, do you really mean it? And if you say you mean
right.
it, sit with that and say to yourself, God is everything. And think of everything and see if God is Hitler. And see if God was the slave owners.
Right.
If God one who was saying, you know, whatever, all the things that was ever done. If God is the person that went into a school and shot somebody, if God is the police officer who just criminalized somebody because of their race. Now, I know that's a mind. I'll call it a mind flip.
Right, right, right.
But we're going to take break while I'm flipping up your mind and flopping up your mind. We're going to take a break. And today we are talking about living with the one. That's the theme for the month. Today's theme, today's topic is God as an African-American man. Really, that statement itself, it's so much more. It's more than God. If you've been listening, if you're hearing us, it's so much more than God as. I mean, one of the things people shared with me was it's not God is, and even if I said that, true, that works. God is, but God as. But, you know, God is, and God is living its life, her life, his life, as us. Who and what is God to you? Can you look in the face of your beloved, your husband, your wife, your children, your cat, your dog, the raccoon, the skunk, the pig, the snake, and see God? Can you look in the face of your neighbor from another country who doesn't speak English and see God? Or do you just categorize them, those people? Do you look at some of the young people in the subway, in the train, in the model train, on the bus, who you may consider to be acting, they've got no respect? Can you see God in them? That's the real theme of today's conversation. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, where we are guaranteed to stir some shift up. We like to stir some shift. Well, ain't nobody going to shift. You don't want to get stuck in that shit. You got to stir it up so you may shift. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived, and you can subscribe through iTunes so you can have it download onto your devices, and you go about your business and listen whenever you want. We thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to take a break. And I also want to tell you, of course, as we do, if you feel like this show has inspired you, have you shifted the way you see yourself, see God, and feel like you have an epiphany? Like Mike Tyson said in his Undisputable Truth. I watched that last night. That was awesome. And you want to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, go to the fan pages, or what I call the land pages, like page and fan page together, fan pages. The Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show land page, or the Life Conversations Radio land page. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan and continue the conversation. 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hudson, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That's right. And you continue to spread the love, even if we're triggering and inspiring thoughts. For more information about sponsoring, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from The Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, and we are stimulating thoughts, inspiring thoughts, and supporting you in being the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, and now it's time for the lady with the voice, and that would be Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today. Hello, Mark Marcel. So nice to join a party.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the
Hello,
party.
Hello,
what's been firing up in your consciousness, in your thoughts, in your mind? In your mind.
I appreciate the authenticity and the transparency of the birthing of this conversation. And if I have you both on the line, you will not have me running back and forth again.
I appreciate you, my dear. It is so wonderful to hear your voice in the select moment.
Thank you so much. But no, I really love everything you guys have been sharing. And more, it's been, you know, it's like you start off with, you know, God as an African-American man, but then you start to dig even deeper about our thoughts, maybe sometimes our paranoia, and why might that make us feel uncomfortable? And, you know, where are some things we're possibly comfortable dealing with? I mean, I think this is a well-rounded, amazing conversation. I'm glad the dialogue is happening because we can go there. We're grown. We can do this.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So you ready for a celestial moment? Celeste Morgan. Okay, let's do Celeste Morgan. I'm going to mute myself right now, and then we'll be back right after that.
Wonderful. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 1. And if it happens to be a birthday today, this is the number that is following you for the rest of the year. The number 1 is ruled by the sun, and we know that the sun shines on everyone. It doesn't make choices. So with this energy of unconditional love, we are prepared for the gift of 1, which is all about fresh beginnings and new starts. Our first energy center is the root chakra. It is our foundation and connects us to our basic survival needs and sense of belonging. When it is clear, we feel secure and confident that we can easily fulfill our needs. When it is blocked, we can feel anxious and worried. This brings us to the number one card in tarot, the Magician, which is the superhero of tarot. And he assures us we have all the tools we need when we are mindful of the gifts of nature, as he is, the elements of earth, water, wind, and fire, as well as our four-legged friends, the planets and our ancestors, all join together to remind us to combine our divinity with our humanity so we may walk in a good way and use our powers of creation for the greater good. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the raccoon. Its number is not one. It's actually 46. But when you add 4 plus 6, you get 10. And when you add 10, you get 1. So here we go. Raccoon, protector of the underdog, provider for those who have none. Do you wear the bandit's mask to hide the good deeds that you've done? Teach me to turn away from rich rewards or worldly claim, knowing that my generosity allows my warrior spirit to be reclaimed. When the raccoon comes our way, we are being asked to become a protector and generous provider of those in need. People with raccoon medicine have the uncanny ability to assist others without allowing them to become victims or dependents. The way of the raccoon is to tend to the needs of the tribe before taking anything for itself. So we are asked to look around and see where we might be of help. Is it time to speak up in defense of another instead of being silent when one of our brothers or sisters are being maligned? Is it time to share our time, energy, or possessions with those who are less fortunate? Raccoon asks that we honor ourselves and others equally, but to remember to treat every human's right to self-dignity. When we act out of love, then we are well indeed. And that's the story of one through the raccoon of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. And what are you laughing at?
I just see you as a raccoon, and Mark.
What are you trying to say? Oh, yeah, you just said it. Of course. Well, that's right. That's right. We'll bite anybody who's coming with foolishness. Thank you, Celeste. I think what I'm going to do, we're going to do the question in a bit, but right now I want to go back to Mark and continue the conversation and play something that he did talking about God as a woman. Are you serious?
Yay,
so,
I love that. Okay, great. I'll be around.
Okay. Whenever you want me, stop singing. Okay, I will. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. You know, I get confused sometimes that my singing voice, I get it confused with my radio voice, because my singing voice is not up normally at this time. My singing voice is always, it goes out every night and gig, so I forget that it's not here. But anyway, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. New Jace is in the house, Sun 3762, playing with numbers, Yvette, Tia, silent listeners, disguised as guests, phone lines, archive listeners, within radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the conversation. Thank you for being willing to expand your consciousness. That's what it's about, you know. Truth is nothing until it becomes a way of life. I have my brother here. His website address is his name, markmarcel.com, M-A-R-C-E-L. Don't you just like that twist? And there's a story behind that name, but ain't nobody got time for that tonight. Today, okay, who cares? It's all the same. MarkMarcel.com, you can find out more about his work. Let me bring him on, and we want to talk about God is a woman. Really? Are you serious? Welcome back, my brother.
So, oh, what's going
you're saying,
on, man? Always I can have a conversation.
You said I can have a conversation with you about God as an African American man, but really, my brother Ade, I mean, God is really a woman. Is that true?
You gonna get me in trouble? God is an African American man. God is a woman. God is a white man. God is a pigeon. God is a cracker. God is everything.
God is nourishment.
Yeah, God is a headache. You know, God is everything. You know.
Ooh, you say God is a headache. Ooh, I'm telling the angels on you.
And the aspirin.
That's right. Ooh, nice one. You wiggled out of that one. All right. Something from Mark Marcel titled God is a Woman. We'll be back.
Long distance.
You on the phone. God.
London.
God lives in London.
My mother lives in London.
Your mother is God. No, God is a woman.
Make her stop.
And a relative. That's so cool. I'm going to totally ask for favors.
British people are causing the killing in your head. Look on the tarot card. It says, call me God.
I believe God is a woman with jet black hair. It just reaches down to the basement of her sandals. So she has to walk around carrying the strands of one arm forward. Just so it stays clear for being dragged nor the filth from the land that she walks on. And I believe God is a woman with the fingernails of the lips of the breasts taken by newborns and tattoos of the names of all her children spread throughout her back and forearms and a body movie stars could only dream of. And I believe God is a woman with the complexion of watching the sunrise and the elegance of a dove with blank pupils white like the way the light shines. So you look into her eyes, it would almost be as if she were blind. But it just makes it easier for her to see past the deception. Tongue speak and listen to the honesty in people's souls. And judge that man for his deeds, the way he lived, and eventually what he died for. And I believe she walks among us, dressed in long black shawls, with hair that reaches down to her feet. Taking the time to sip on Turkish coffee while sitting outside a cafe shops in New York City. Watching children running the streets and innocently ignoring just how cold the world is. But each day, losing a piece of the innocence that they were once born with. And I believe she has no religion. I believe she relies on faith and not belief systems. Why? Understanding the predicaments that our youth are in. So I believe she walks these corners at night because she knows she has to go to them. I believe she has a heart big enough to forgive even history's most heinous sins. Whether it be the Holy Cross or trading Africans, whether it be the government masters, Iraqis, or Palestinians, I believe even she would never find in her heart to confine her children to the evils that they live in.
So, yo, you expect me to actually believe God is a woman? Come on, man. For real.
Yeah.
A woman.
Yeah, I do. And I believe she's been scarred and butchered by men. I believe she's walked this earth before, has been raped by kings, slave owners, American soldiers, and even jealous boyfriends. So when it comes to Christ, it's only people's ignorance that would ever compare her crucifixions. But each lifetime she spent, she remains all the more beautiful, and her wisdom all the more fruitful. And I know she's had way too many conversations with schoolgirls and telling them the ugliness of the world and warning them of many scriptures and priests to try to make you believe he is the cause for all your natural temptations. And sitting around in campfires and rocking chairs and holding on to toddlers while teenagers comb her hair. Surrounded by convicts and children that condemn the innocent and sharing her words, restoring the faith of those who even have a second to take the time to listen. And I believe she's witnessed the most wickedest things. I know she's seen her village being raided and burned of natives and spent time in concentration camps and even sat in American embassies watching terrorists leave the premises just before the ceiling starts to cave in. And just before the first tower fell, I know she was somewhere in the building. And I believe God is a woman that's just lived through way too many holy wars to believe the one that we're living in right now, which is rehearsing the last pages Revelation has marked out for us to witness. And I believe she walks among us, dressed in long black shawls, with hair that reaches down to the base of her feet, with this type of love for Turkish coffee like it was the one addiction that could have the Lord fallen victim. And I believe God is a woman, if God were man, I think I'd lose my faith again.
What? What the hell makes you think that, man? How you gonna believe?
How you believe
God is a woman?
Trying to cut up negotiations. We've got no response. People have died.
Sir, I need to report you to that Montgomery County Police Hotline.
Yeah.
We're not investigating the crime. Do you like the number?
I love the part, one of the parts I love in that is where he goes, make her stop.
Stop it.
I wonder how many people saw the title of today's show, so make him stop. God is a Woman by my brother Mark Marcel. You can get one of his CDs. Those men keep pumping them out. He's on his website. He's done, 17 CDs? You can get it, man. and you have a book. I love the book, but
even though it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the book that doesn't even matter. So, you know, it really doesn't matter what I said or what I didn't say, but it really doesn't matter. Wow. What inspired that thought? When did you record that?
Oh my God, I recorded that so long ago. Let me see. That poem is probably a decade old. That was inspired because I don't know. I guess I was thinking about God. I'm always thinking about God or whatever. What is going on? But I was thinking about the Creator God, and we all give these emotions to God, you know, or we try to think what God is like. And I was just thinking about the course of history and how ugly the male species has been, you know. The male species is the cause for a lot of our genocide, you know, our diseases, our prejudices, our hang-ups. It's really been violent, you know. The woman is not actively in wars and genocide, you know, so I was thinking, and, you know, and the woman is a carer, you know, a nurturer, you know, a teacher, you know, and I was just thinking, you know, if God is going to have a characteristic, you know, if God is going to be either or, male or female, I'm like, man, God has to be a female, because if God is a man, I mean, I can't imagine God being that damn ugly, you know. Now, granted, you know, obviously, you know, I know there's no gender, but, you know, for the emotion and for the thought provoking of it, to hit you for the awareness, you know, I think, truthfully, if God represents more characteristics of a woman than a man, because man, you know, it's even coming to me even more now. I think about it, like, you know, a man is always like, you know, take charge, hey, let's go do this, let's do this, let's. And a woman, you know, stand in the back, you know, and let things progress the way they will. That's kind of like God. God isn't getting in your way, you know. God isn't gonna, you know, God will let you do what you're gonna do, you know. But it's gonna go the way it's gonna go, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of funny, because even in relationships, it's a joke, you know. Like, you know, the woman always knows more than the man, even though the man is always doing all the physical heavy lifting stuff. It's almost like the woman's like, poor him, you know, whatever. You know, she'll always get his way. It's kind of like God, you know. It's kind of like God, like, poor humans, you know, they just want to fight every step of the way, but all right, whatever, you know. But so, you know, I was just, so all that, you know, I was thinking about all that, you know, and it seems like, you know, God really has more characteristics of a woman than a man. So that's really how that poem was birthed.
But then we can also say that God has the taking charge characteristic, if God is all.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know, I was
just like, woman, where's my dinner?
Yeah.
You have a question to like, speak to that.
Like, forget it, I'm going to make me a planet, I don't care what you say. Put people on it.
Yes, yes, yes. It's, you know.
Yeah.
347-426. We've got some questions. Celeste, let me know when you're ready. I know she's trying. We've got some questions that I want that we're going to answer, and I would want to hear your feedback as well, my brother. Is around today's topic, God, and well, around God. The theme for the month is living with the One. And so, Celeste, when you're ready, press 1 on your keypad so that way I know you're ready. But there is a question, actually. Let me see if I can pull that up. There was one we got last week, and it would be good to hear your thoughts on this. Let me see how I can pull this up. It's a question that I got about, I think, a show I did last week. But we didn't get time to address it. So see if I can pull it up, and Celeste will let me know when she's ready. 347-426-3346 is the number if you want to join in the conversation. And if you want to share what's been coming up for you, where you've been triggered, that's important, where you've been triggered, what was triggered, and even the title. And let's see, I can't find that question. And let me see if Celeste is ready, and then I'll try and pull it up. Celeste, oh, she's not ready yet. You know, I'm going to throw the show over to you, the conversation over to you. So whatever you're feeling right now, thinking right now, Mark, myself, you know, because you're always – actually, I have a question I was going to ask you. What was it? That's what it was. Yeah, so that would help me do what I need to do. No, because I didn't think about this. Now,
yeah, I was like, wow, okay, it's a free-for-all, huh? I was like, well, I like skating. I like walking in the park.
Now, what kind of reception did you receive when you first did God as a Woman? And the other part of that question is, what kind of reception do you think you receive if you were doing a piece called God is an African-American Man?
That's a good question. Well, I've received a pretty overwhelmingly positive feedback for that poem, God as a Woman. Let me think, you know, because I've had some poems that really ticked off people. that poem has never been, wow, you know what, it's coming back to me. I think there was one, oh, you know what, it came back to me. That poem, there's only been one negative response I've ever heard on that poem. And the response is, this is about a few years ago. I was doing a workshop at a high school, and one of the kids did not come. And the teacher, who knew my work, was telling me, you know, he was like, man, you know, it's unfortunate, man, that so-and-so couldn't come. It would really been good for her to hear you. You know, unfortunately, her father didn't want her to come here. And I was like, really, why? And he was like, well, you know, he heard your poem called God is a Woman and felt threatened. And he was like, oh, no, I know, I can't have her up here, like, and what she's about to hear. And I said to him, I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, wow, that's ridiculous. If only he knew that I had poems that would burn a preacher's ear off. And I'm saying that because God as a Woman is such a PG, not even PG, it's a G poem. You know, it's a G-rated poem when it comes to, like, anything about, like those types of subject matters, I feel. You know, it's the most friendly, I don't know, I just feel it's a G-rated poem. You know, so when he said that, I was so surprised. I couldn't believe it. And that let me know that, you know, people's sensitivity level is really extreme. You know, it's severely extreme if you don't want your daughter to come to a workshop because, you know, you hear a poem called God as a Woman. Really? Like, what does that say to you? What does that say about you as a person? So that's the only really negative, that's the only negative reaction that I know about from that poem. Everything is, mm-hmm. you know, I've always, you know, received positive feedback on it. Now, mm-hmm. now, if I were to do a poem called God is an African American male, I'm pretty sure that poem would have been a whole lot more controversial. You know, for reasons that we can both assume why. I'm sure some people would have really loved it. I'm sure some people would have really hated it, you know. But actually, you know what? I can't say that. I think that if I wrote the poem, I would put it in a spin where I would make people understand what I'm talking about in it, just like this whole dialogue has been with you. You know, it has come to an understanding of reaching a higher sense of awareness through it, and it's sparking thought. So I would say hopefully that the poem would draw thought more than criticism.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm making a request right now.
Oh, to write the poem.
I'm putting my request right. That's right. Put my request. Okay, let's get some. But and you know, as you were talking, I was thinking even those of us who call ourselves spiritual or not limited by dogma, not fundamentals. Well, some of us, we still have a challenge. You know, posted on my wall, like, well, you know, may we all find, I can't remember what she said, word for word, but it's like, you know, peace or something like that, and the mother, father, God, whatever name we call it. But it's
right.
Even that, because we have a way of using words, you know, no, right. I'm not angry, I'm just kind of out of alignment, you know, I just need to fall off the fence. You're angry!
Yeah, right, I know.
But you know, I love everybody, but you know, I choose to love people from a distance. What does that mean? You're one with them.
Right.
What are you talking about?
No, you don't love them as much as you think you do. That's what it means.
That's right. So, you know, I am grateful for the unfoldment of the show, and I didn't know what I was in for when it came through, and I'm really loving the whole thing. Now, we got some questions here. So here's a question that I didn't get to last week. And the question was, often in your podcasts, your shows, you mentioned that we are one with the source, that we have direct access to the source if we choose to tap in and hear or tap into it. I know this to be truth. Here's the question. What prevents someone from hearing guidance from the source? And they said, more specifically, when it comes to realizing your life's purpose and how to get out of what seems like a hopeless situation, what prevents people from receiving guidance from the source? Your thoughts on that, my brother?
What was the last thing you said? What prevents people from what? What was the last sentence?
Receiving guidance.
That's easy. The person themselves, you know.
Like that.
I mean,
that's right.
That's such an easy answer. Yeah. I mean, that's. I mean, I feel like if I go in depth, and then I'll be just dancing around what I just said. The person themselves is what prevents them. You know, nobody else does it. You know, it's all in the self and what you open yourself up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny. I tell people all the time. You know, I get these compliments. You know, people, oh, you're so smart. You know, I'm like, yo, I'm not smart. I've just made myself aware of something, and me doing it is no different than you doing it. I have just chosen to do it. I have just chosen to take my sanity, my awareness, my mind down a rabbit hole, and whatever comes from it, and I'm happy, and then I'm thankful for it. I was like, that's what you have to do, and nobody else is responsible for it but me.
That's right. Now, there's another question in the question, but more specifically, because I think really this is what the person is really asking. They said, more specifically, when it comes to realizing your life's purpose and how to get out. Well, actually, that's two questions already. That's like three questions. When it comes to realizing your life's purpose.
Right, it really is.
And how to get out of what seems like a hopeless situation. So my understanding of this question is, you know, this person is trying to figure out their life purpose, and they also maybe he's linked, trying to get out of what seems like a hopeless situation, but they feel they're not hearing from God. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, first of all, man, people are confused when it comes to prayer or asking and doing. You know, they get these, you know, they'll have these surreal moments, they'll have these revelations, and they'll think that those revelations just sum themselves up. No, you actually have to put these things into action. You know, if you have a dope idea, you know, if you have a great artistic idea, you know, nobody's going to see that idea unless you actually do something with it. So that's, I mean, really, and a lot of people give up their power that way when they, you know, hey, do this for me, let it happen, or whatever, you know, instead of them themselves going to make it happen. And that's the whole thing. When you go to make it happen, you learn so much more from it. You learn how to do it, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And you wouldn't know all that if it just synced in without you making it happen. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people get that confused, I would say. Again, everybody's situation is different. I understand that. Yeah. But I would say for the most part, that's what I would see in people, is that they themselves are waiting for the miracle instead of being the miracle. Not understanding that they already have the miracle, because the idea is a miracle. Now do something with it, you know?
That's it.
That's what we're here for. It's a physical place. This isn't just an idea place. It's a physical place. You gotta put things into physical action.
I know that's right. Talk about that's marrying the metaphysical and the physical, so you can give birth to a physical expression of your idea. Now, one of the things that came up for me as you were answering is, you know, it's something that I didn't think of before, but which I really, it's really simple. When they say, what prevents one from hearing from the source? And you said, yes, the person. And it is indeed, when it comes to realizing one's life purpose. And what I really hear clearly is people are afraid. People are afraid of being made fun of being ostracized. People are afraid, what if it doesn't work? And what if I mess up? What if people see me and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the truth is, if you really want to live and embody this truth, this oneness, this living with the one, really, you have to learn how to just fail your way to success, or just fail. Are you willing to look like a fool for God, for what you say you believe, for what you know? Are you willing to trust the process? For me, when I heard the title God as an African-American Man, it was, oh, yeah. But then later, when I start thinking about it, I'm like, maybe I should change it. Maybe people are going to think something about me. You know, but because I couldn't have done this 2 years ago. I don't think I would feel very comfortable. I mean, I may be able to talk about it, but inside I'd be like, oh, shit. You know? But now it's like, I am willing to be ostracized for God, for goodness, for growth, for transformation, because this is what my work is about. This is why I'm here. And we can all grow if we're not afraid. Let me phrase that. You can be afraid and still grow. Are you willing to see what's on the other side?
It's okay to be afraid. Exactly. No, you're exactly right. I'm just echoing what you said. It's okay to be afraid. You just still got to do it, you know? You're not going to grow if you don't try to conquer those fears.
Let me bring on Celeste. We've got 3 questions. I don't know if we have enough time to answer it, but maybe we'll see what we can do. Celeste, how are you?
I'm great. Okay. This is from Maria. Dear Life Coach Today, how can I connect with my divine identity when I see myself as so flawed?
Go ahead, my brother.
Man, it was addressed to Life Coach Today.
Okay,
but,
Mark.
Really, I would like to ask her, what does she think her flaws are? Because there is no flaws. There's only perfection. And it's just like everything. You know, God is everything. God is everything. How can something not be God? You know, if everything is perfect, how can something not be perfect? I would say, you know, she just really has to come into a comfort in her own skin and in her own, quote unquote, what she thinks are flaws, and just try to better herself every day, not for nobody else's own good, but for her own good, if that's what she chooses to believe or feels is right. You know, a lot of times people feel that their own flaws are what other people says that your flaws are, you know. So really, I don't know how much of the outside world is influencing her, this person's thought process in that conclusion.
Right.
But
right.
I would say that God wouldn't say anything like that to her, you know, about the flaws and stuff like that. It's because
yes.
She already got it going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All her flaws are only self-induced, you know. So
that's right.
So that's really what I would say to sum it up.
Yes. My thoughts on it, and you know, it's kind of similar to what Mark said. And Mark, we got two more questions. We're going to try and squeeze it all in, and I'll make it
all
easy.
All right, I'm switching
my
phone just so you know, because I think this phone's going to die. Go ahead, though.
I would answer the next question first, and then you come second. So we dance together. Now, here's the thing that's what comes up for me. What I always say is life is always, always perfect, even
right.
if my interpretation of it is imperfect. Now, the truth is, I heard another saying that said, God does not call a qualified. God calls you and then qualifies you on the way. What's going on? Okay, so we just lost. Let me see. Yeah. You switched phones. Mark, are you still there? I muted you. Oh, there you go. Wait a minute. There's another. I don't know. I got Mark on so many numbers. Mark, are you there? Okay, we'll come back to Mark in a minute. Oh, there he is. Are you there?
Can you hear?
I can hear you. And
okay.
And there's another number that ends in 3917. Is that you too? Okay, that's not you. Okay, maybe someone wants to add something. Okay, see if we can get to that. Okay, so the idea of thinking because you are flawed, then you can't connect with God, that thinking
right.
itself is the only flawed thinking. That's the only
right.
thing that's flawed about
right.
you.
Right.
Because you are all that God is.
Now,
right. as Mark said, you are the one thinking that you have to be perfect for God. You are the creation of God. You are the expression of God. What do you know about perfection? Let God handle
yeah.
you. See, it's the people who listen. Girl, what's her name? Maria, I can tell you stories about myself. People tell me, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? And I, out of my mouth, said sometimes, okay, this is going to be a major confession. We're going to go to the next question. I said, I couldn't even say it when I said it, but it's like, you know, I don't really like my voice. And so they're like, what? You do radio? And I'm like, yes, I know. Now, that's conversation in my head. But you read the
right.
Bible. And all the people who stutter, who, you know, it's like the fact that you're flawed is what really is the reason why you can connect and be an inspiration to others. Bring your issues with your to your spiritual practice. Bring it all. You know, for those who think, well, I'm flawed, I'm not perfect. Okay, fine. And you can't get beyond it's all good. Bring all of it to God because God will use it all. I got stories for days of things that I think I'm not good at, but I, with all of that, I said, okay, use me. So it's real simple, Maria. Take it all. God will take your perfection and your imperfection and use
yeah,
it and
real.
Blow you away. Okay.
Real.
So let's do the next question, see if we can squeeze it all in. Let's see. I'll try not to be long-winded. I'm trying to give a short, Maria.
Okay, this is from Christina. Dear Ashley's Coach Day, when I'm going through a hard time, I don't like sharing it with my new thought friends. I'm tired of being blamed or being told that I'm allowing experiences of financial hardships or even if I catch a cold. Why do they do that? And how can I set my boundaries in a loving way and back them off of me? Christina.
You sound like you want to fight, Christina.
Let's have a little attitude reading now. Okay.
With that new thought stop. You're the Christed one, Christina. You're the Christed one. It doesn't matter. People only based on where they are in consciousness. So when you're being blamed for the challenges that you're going through, that's just an expression of your consciousness. Now, are you triggered by what they said? If you're triggered by what they said, that's some more stuff for you to deal with. It's okay. Right. People don't always want to feel their own pain. So they come up with a nice idea, a nice new thought idea where everything is vibration. Oh, cancer, cancer. Oh, don't say that because law of attraction. But, you know, just you be compassionate with yourself. That you get to a point where because you're compassionate with yourself, even while you're going through the mess of life, you will automatically attract somebody who can hold you in your challenges. That's what I'll say. That's what I would say. Mark, anything you want to add to that? And I think I'll try and take a call as well. If it's, I'm not sure if it's you, but we'll see.
You kind of really summed it up truthfully. I mean, it's outside interference. You know, like you said, you know, instead of just listening to yourself and not being swayed, you know, by other stuff, you know, and
yeah.
You know, people are too influenced by other things and outside interference. But, I mean, you know, that's just a growing process. And hopefully,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you basically said it all.
And the thing is, you know, people say the new thought people, the spiritual people, it's people, period. Oh, the Christian, the Muslim,
right.
The this. It's just people being people. Some people don't know how to be with other people's pain because they haven't learned to be with their own pain. Let me see.
Right.
Let me see. Person's calling in. I don't know if it's your number. It's a 323 number. Hello. Thank you for calling Life Conversations Radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
I am good. If you've got a question or a comment, whatever it is, make it short.
Yeah.
The time is of the... Go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure I understand it. So are you guys saying that God is a man or that man is God? I'm trying to get a... I kind of came in late, so I'm trying to get a wrap up.
Well, let me answer it first. I'm saying God is a man, and man
oh,
is God. Hold on.
That's
God
right.
Is a man. Man is God, and God is all, which means God is a woman, God is a son, God is a daughter, God is a child, God is an animal, God is the tree, God is all there is. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's an interesting I agree. I think that the universe as a whole is like God's mind, if you will,
mm-hmm.
And that's how he could be everything because it's all existing in his mind. So
the universe is like God's body.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I say mind because inside the mind everything could exist. I mean, it's all encompassing. If you look at the universe, it's a sphere. Well, then so is our thinking is spherical. So, you know, that's why I said that. But okay, I just wanted to make sure I had an understanding.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Rico.
Rico, thank you, Rico, for calling in. Rico from California is like, let me just make sure I know what this brother is talking about before I unleash my truth on them. I just want to know where they're coming from. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Life is good. It's getting better. Let's see. Celeste, I think we've got time to do the last question. Do you think we've got time to do the last question?
Yeah,
we do.
I would love to hear what you guys have to say. This is from Tina.
Okay.
My husband believes that cooking and changing diapers is woman's work. I end up working and then coming home to complete a second shift while he gets to chill in front of the TV. This is making me angry, and I don't know how to deal with him right now. How do you suggest that I dialogue with him instead of fighting him?
Okay. I give a less than 1 minute answer, and I've thrown it over to my brother, less than 1 minute answer. And really, first of all, what I would say is your relationship is the way it is because both of you have created it the way it is. This is not, I doubt that this is just something just happened. Somewhere along the line, you've either not said anything and he was okay, maybe when you first met him and he was kind of like, yeah, you know, I want to cook for him. But clearly, ultimately, what I would say is you guys need couple counseling. You need marriage counseling. You need to go see a counselor. And, you know, if you can't have a conversation without it being an argument, you need counseling. That's what I say. We lost Mark. Well, just disappeared. Maybe it was called back. Like, I ain't touching that. No, he didn't say
Mark
that.
Was on the couch.
I ain't talking about that. But really,
what
yeah.
You mean?
You, Yeah, what you mean? What's wrong with that?
I'm playing, Mark.
I ain't talking about that because I believe. But you know, Tina, it is, you guys need, you need to come together. There's something, there's energetically somewhere you've agreed to create the relationship the way it is. And being angry is fine, but it's important to kind of have a deep conversation about it. And go for counseling. If you're going to be arguing, yeah, you're going to be fighting and stuff like that. You know, so there's some men who believe that, but clearly it's not working for you. It's working for him, it looks like. All right, Tina. All right, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure. Let them know where they can find Mark again.
Oh, yes. MarkMarcel.com. MarkMarcel.com. And I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And Rico, thank you for your, for joining in the conversation, for asking questions. And thank you, listeners, those of you who were able to kind of move beyond your triggers, or maybe you didn't have a trigger. Thank you for being here. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself and allow yourself to be loved, knowing that there is nothing you can do to stop the goodness, the godness of life. The love, God loves you no matter how you are showing up, no matter what you're struggling with. Because God is all there is. God is everything. You are simply a divine expression of the goodness. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, talking about all your needs are met. Even if you want people to stroke your ego, there's somebody there to do it for you. If you want someone to hook you up, booty call, all your needs are met. If you want to answer prayer, all your needs are met. God is all there is. Vicky Bias Beckwith, WeLetItBe.com is the website. I'm out of here. I love you so much, and I thank you for being part of this stimulating consciousness expanding conversation. God is all there is. Stop tripping. Relax. Relax? How about relax? What's going on here? Let me see what Mark Marcel is saying. Stop. What's going on? Okay, he said, thanks. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. All right, I'm out of here. Mark sends his love. Peace and blessings.
There is God is all there will ever be. If your wings are heavy, you cannot fly. Haunted by dreams that were meant to come true. God is right there. You just have to see it. Let the voice of salvation come shining through you. And just sing, God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. God is all there is. God is all there will ever be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.